tired of going through life, just surviving. Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome to another episode of the Legend of You podcast, another edition of the Maximum Mindset Mondays. I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys are pumped and ready to, you know, have just another phenomenal week. And let's start this week off talking about something that I feel like we all face, struggle, and have to overcome, and that is negative experiences in our lives. Look, I had this epiphany. I was meditating the other day and, you know, I was thinking about all of these struggles, all of these hardships that I face. And if you follow my story, then you know I have experienced quite a bit of hardship, right? Just a lot of crazy things have happened in my life from the time I was born. I was born with Erb's palsy all the way to having a drug addicted mother, living in poverty, joining the military, war, special need kids, three special need kids, and then riding my motorcycle and getting hit on two separate occasions by drivers that just weren't paying attention. And there's been times throughout my life where I'm just like, why me? What have I done to the universe for all of this craziness to happen to me? I couldn't see how it would help me, how it would, you know, benefit my future by going through all of this madness, right? And there's been this struggle, right, mentally and emotionally between me and all of this hardship, all of these struggles, all of this madness that I've experienced. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys can relate. Like, you don't understand why bad things continue to happen, why your business failed, why your marriage is struggling, why this, that, and the third, right? Why does this continue to take place? And as I was meditating, I had this like awakening or this epiphany maybe, and it all made sense to me. And I want to delve into it a little bit, and I hope that it really helps you guys in your forward in your journey to success and greatness. There is a flower that really represents and embodies struggle and resilience, power, the ability to shine bright despite being exposed to hardship and murky waters. That flower is the lotus. The lotus flower is at night, it goes under the water, and this water is muddy. It is nasty to our eyes. It's dark, it's nasty, and it's submerged in this water every single night. Every single day, though, it rises from this murky water. But here's the thing. That water is actually filled with nutrients. Yes, this muddy, nasty, dark water is where the nutrients are. So it's submerged in this nutrient-filled water, and it arises every single day, okay, and without blemish, all right? It has this protective coat. It's like leaves or whatever actually, they fall off, or they not even fall off. They kind of like snake skin. It sheds these buds or these leaves every few days, and then it produces more. But it has this protective coat, and it comes up and it just shines bright without blemish, without anything, right? And in a lot of cultures, the lotus flower is a sign and a representation of just resilience and power and overcoming purity, because it's clean, even though it's submerged in this murky water. And here's the correlation. You might still not be following what I'm trying to say right now, but as I began to think about my life, I realized that these hardships that I have faced, they weren't here necessarily to break me, okay? They were here to teach me, to train me, to create me, right, into a man who could help other people. Here's the thing. One of the things I hate more than anything is to go get help from someone and they spit off all of this knowledge of how to solve something, but they've never experienced shit. They've never had a hard marriage. They've never had special need kids. They've never grown up with a drug addict mother. They've never experienced poverty, never been to war, never had any of these, and never had physical injuries that almost took their lives. Like, none of that stuff has happened, but yet they want to coach me, right, on how to be the best version of me. And they might be able to add some value. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is I love people that can show me the way, because they've had to travel these paths as well. And the only way you can do that is by going through. You gain experience by going through hardship, making mistakes, trial and error, and then learning from those things, and you gain wisdom. That wisdom doesn't come from soft, Gucci, wonderful backgrounds, okay? It just doesn't, all right? You can only gain so much from textbooks. I have a doctorate in the University of Life, and every mistake that I have made, every hardship that I have had to persevere through, it is my tuition. As that lotus goes back under the water, every night it gets submerged back into this water and it comes back up every single day. And that is resilience at its finest, right? No matter how many times we are submerged, right? We find the value out of the situation. We extract the value and then we shoot up with perfection. We embody what resilience and success look like, because you're able to push away the murky, muddy water and you're able to show everyone what it's like to extract the value out of every situation and overcome and thrive at this thing we call life. That, my friends, is without question the most valuable thing you could possibly have on this earth. The experience of knowing that you are resilient. Because here's the thing. After you overcome, you get submerged one time, you extract the nutrients, you overcome, you shoot back out of the water with force, and you're energized. You're like, I've conquered it. You've conquered it. That feeds our confidence. So the next time life pulls us into those deep waters, throws that monkey wrench, causes strife in our marriage, we know we can extract the value. We can then fix the situation and rise up and show the world what it looks like to overcome, what it looks like to be unbreakable, and to shine bright as we do it. Let me tell you something, y'all. If you faced a lot of issues, if life has thrown just things left and right, let me tell you something. Your calling on this earth is phenomenal. It is humongous. I truly believe the more you face in this world, the more the universe throws in your way, the more you were meant to do. You were meant for greatness. Now, here's the thing. Too many people, they take these situations and they allow them to break them. They allow them to define them in the wrong ways. instead of extracting the value, they say, oh, woe is me. I can't catch a break. I might as well quit. I might as well stop. What's the point? And keep going. Everything bad just happens down the road. Well, join the club. That, again, is learning. We are learning. Everything that is thrown at us is there for us to extract value. The value doesn't come from good times, from easy times. It comes from the hardship. It comes from the fight, man. That's where you learn the most out of this life. It's not when everything is easy. But everybody wants easy. Everybody wants the nice, comfortable things in life. And it's great to be able to have those moments, but that's not where the value is. It's in the murky waters. That's why I love the lotus flower, man, because it literally says it's nutrient-filled water. So though it's murky, though it's muddy, though it's nasty, right? That's where the value is. And when we extract that and we rise up, we're able to take those nutrients and that value and pass it along to other people and be a representation of what success looks like, what winning looks like, what value looks like. Okay? You can only add value if you have something to give. And this is where you gain something to give, y'all. Okay, so as I was sitting and I was meditating, I was starting to understand that all of this stuff was so that I could bless other people, so I could help other people overcome their life battles. Because how many people have been through what you've been through? Everybody wants to get on Facebook and talk about all the good stuff. They want to talk about how you can say I am and this, that, and the third. And I believe in I am statements. I do it, but I believe that an I am statement just teaches our minds to start following through with action. And then that begins the law of attraction. And we begin to attract that in life, but it takes action. But I'm sorry for going left a little bit there. But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that, yes, you have probably faced some hard stuff in life. Okay. And it might seem like life doesn't want to give you a break, but it's because your purpose is that powerful. It is that great. And if you will take the time to change your perception, begin to look at these situations as a place to extract value, to grow, to strengthen, it's like going to the gym. You don't go to the gym, sit down, and eat bonbons. That's not what you do. You go, you get on the machine, you get on the treadmills, you lift the free weights. So that way, what? The resistance, right? The weight is what makes us stronger, what gives us endurance and strength. Every single situation that you've made it through, know that that is the confidence that the next thing that's thrown your way, piece of cake. You got this. And you're going to do it easier and smoother and better, and you're going to show the world how to take hardship and turn it into opportunity, turn it into a blessing. Let me tell you something. When you have the power to take something that most people break under and turn it into a platform to make this world better, you'll never be poor. You'll never have great friends, or never not have great friends, should I say. You will be able to have everything you have ever wanted in this life. And on top of that, you will be living in your purpose, whatever that is. So understand that you are beyond special. And that's why the universe has thrown so much in your path. That's why every time you turn around, it feels like you are fighting something. It's because it's training you and developing you, structuring you for greatness, for you to explode and show the world how to be an overcomer, how to be unbreakable, how to find success no matter what is thrown your way. I'm telling you, it is not a curse. You are not cursed. I used to think I was cursed. I really did. I would sit in the shower and I would cry. Shower is my zen place. Like I go there to get away from the world and I'll turn the water on hot, get it all steamy. And sometimes I would just start bawling. Look, I'm all man. And I'm not scared to tell you, I broke so many times in that shower, feeling like life just had it against me. Like no matter what I did to make myself better, something bad always happened. Hardship found me somehow, some way. It was like every step I took, there was a landmine in my path, ready to take me out. But I realized the other day that all of this hardship, all of the pain, all of the surgeries, all of those times where I felt broken and felt like there was no way out, but yet I figured a way out and I found a way to find success. All of that, all of this brings me full circle to this lotus flower, teaching me that I'm gonna shine bright, man. So are you. If you choose to learn the lessons that life is trying to give you, if you learn to extract the value out of the hardships and turn them into platforms, turn them into, you know, forms of motivation for other people. Look, the freest I ever feel is when I'm helping someone else. When I am giving value and I am saying, yo, I've learned this the hard way. Here, here's a present, right? Here's how you navigate these waters. Here's the roadmap. I feel more alive than in any other instance in my life, because that's my purpose. And your purpose might be to fix things. It might be to whatever, but all the hardship, whatever that looks like, is there to teach you, is there to shape you, right? Into this machine that provides value everywhere you go, helping and blessing and lifting people up. I'm telling you, you have a story, and the value of that story is priceless. Your hardship and how you've overcome it. And honestly, it should help you understand how great you are and how powerful you are, because you're still here, still breathing. All of that stuff. And you're still here listening to my voice right now. That means you are an overcomer. That means you have value to add to this world, and the universe is waiting for you to extract the lessons, apply the lessons, and then teach the world how to do what you just did. You are special. You are that special. Yeah, it doesn't feel like you're very special when you're, you know, $50,000 in debt, or your business partner just ripped you off, or your wife cheated on you, or you're at war and you just had a buddy that you lost. It doesn't feel special in those moments, but I promise you, there are lessons the universe is trying to teach you. There is strength in these moments of hardship, in these moments of loss. There is an experience that only you will have. And that experience, those lessons, they're invaluable. You can't put a price on what life has been teaching you and putting you through. So don't give up. You're close to your breakthrough. If you're listening to my voice right now, I want you to know your breakthrough is so close. I can feel, I got chill bumps on my arm right now. Do not quit. Yes, it can feel unfair. Yes, it can be so tiring. Man, there are days. Matter of fact, before I hopped in this lab here and started recording this episode, I felt stressed out. I felt tired. I felt like, man, when am I going to get this breakthrough? And then as soon as I start talking to you guys about my own life and my experiences, I get this energy. And I know that everything that I'm facing, everything that I deal with day in and day out, it's all worth it, man. If only one of you guys walk away with value and your life changed just enough so that way you can find success or find the right path, man, this was all worth it. It was all worth it. Don't you quit. You were so close to your breakthrough. You were so close to finding your purpose if you haven't found it yet. Keep being curious. Keep learning. Keep looking objectively at your life and at the hardships and at how you've reacted compared to how you should react, man. And then apply those lessons into your today. I promise you, it's so close. I can feel it in my bones. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who's listening to me right now that needs to hear this, but you are so close. And if you quit now, you'll never experience it. You'll never have it. You'll go through your life feeling angry and disappointed and shortchanged. But all you had to do is continue to persevere. As Ed Milet would say, one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. Just win the day. And do that tomorrow and the next day. And then soon, you're going to look back and say, wow, I'm so far from where I was. You're going to look around and see all the people that you've helped, all the lives that you've changed. A community and a tribe of people that look at you as the example of what greatness, excellence, perseverance, resilience looks like. Yes, that's you. And if you can't see that yet, that's why you're still learning. Because there is greatness on the inside of each and every single one of you. Don't you quit. Don't let the hardship stop you from being the world changer that the universe has created you to be. Nothing good is easy. Nothing great comes without struggle, comes without hardship, pain, blood, sweat. But man, once you arrive, once you build this machine of greatness, it's like momentum. It's like a fastball going 100 miles an hour, man. It's hard to stop. So you continue to build momentum. You continue to fight. You continue to look at your life objectively and extract this value. You are chosen. Look, I'm running out of time. And real quick, I just want you to say one more thing, right? You are defined by how you react to the hardship. Not by the hardship itself. You're not alone. Man, you can throw a rock at somebody that's had a hard life. I promise you. You might feel like you're the only one, but you're not. What separates all of us isn't the hard things. It's how we react to those hard things. It's what we do to overcome. To be great. Be hard-headed, continue to fight, and I promise you, greatness, it's close, it's close. Just got to keep fighting, keep going, one step after the other. Look, if you need help, if you need some guidance, hit me up, oistate.com, mrtenacity.com is my website. You can email me at mrtenacity40@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Chad Osinga. I do daily blogs, right? I have a couple Facebook groups. Just message me. I'll add you. Look, I'm here. If you need some extra help, some extra guidance, just hit me up and we'll work it out, all right? But until next time, I want y'all to go kill it.